Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 18. Poison Ivy. American universities like to think of themselves as engines of social justice, thronging with diversity. But how much truth is there in this flattering self-image? Over the past few years, Daniel Golden has written a series of coruscating stories in the Wall Street Journal about the admissions practice of America's elite universities, suggesting that they are not so much engines of social justice as bastions of privilege. Now he has produced a book, The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges and Who Gets Left Outside the Gates, that deserves to become a classic. Mr. Golden shows that elite universities do everything in their power to admit the children of privilege. If they cannot get them in through the front door by relaxing their standards, then they smuggle them in through the back. No less than 60% of the places in elite universities are given to candidates who have some sort of extra hook, from rich or alumni parents to sporting prowess. The number of whites who benefit from this affirmative action is far greater than the number of blacks. The American establishment is extraordinarily good at getting its children into the best colleges. In the last presidential election, both candidates, George Bush and John Kerry, were C students, who would have had little chance of getting into Yale if they had not come from Yale families. Al Gore and Bill Frist both got their sons into their alma maters, Harvard and Princeton respectively, despite their average academic performances. Universities bend over backwards to admit legacies, i.e. the children of alumni. Harvard admits 40% of legacy of applicants, compared with 11% of applicants overall. University behaviour is at its worst when it comes to grovelling to celebrities. Duke University's admissions director visited Steven Spielberg's house to interview his stepdaughter. Princeton found a place for Lauren Bush, the president's niece, and a top fashion model, despite the fact that she missed the application deadline by a month. So why do Mr. Golden's findings matter so much? The most important reason is that America is witnessing a potentially explosive combination of trends. Social inequality is rising at a time when the escalators of social mobility are slowing. America has lower levels of social mobility than most European countries. The returns on higher education are rising. The median earnings in 2000 of Americans with a bachelor's degree, or higher, were about double those of high school leavers. But elite universities are becoming more socially exclusive. Fin du texte numéro 18.